This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
And good evening, one and all. We welcome you to Dave and Buster's at the waterfront for a Friday Night Lights preview here on your flagship station of the WPIAL News Radio KDKA. Dan Zang, really glad to have you along. Mike White, he's on the sidelines this evening.
He's on IR.
Yeah, he is, though temporarily. Comes
day
and
to
goes.
Day. Day
yeah. But aren't we all?
Yes.
But aren't we all? Carlos Ofko, that's the voice of the WPIL insider, who is trying to rectify burner accounts using his name, image, and likeness. Good luck with that, Carlo, as you call customer service on Instagram and Twitter. We've got a lot to talk about here over the next couple of hours, and we have one of the most impressive teams in the WPIAL joining us tonight, the 8-0, unbeaten, untied, atop the Allegheny 7 Conference. And I don't know if they're the favorites in 3A, but they're darn near close. Imani Christian is in the house tonight here. Dave and Buster's in the waterfront, and we're looking forward to talking to their head coach and a number of players, a couple of Penn State commits, or at least they were, Carlos. So I guess that's where we begin tonight, because we do have a ton of stuff to talk about. Matt Sigg breaking records, becoming the GOAT in yardage in WPIL history, setting a record. We do have a change in leadership for the first time since before you were born, Carlo, at the very tippy top of the PIAA. Bob Lombardi, who's been at the helm since 1988 as the executive director of not the WPIL, this is the whole shebang in the state of Pennsylvania. Yesterday, he announced his retirement. So, who is his successor? What, if anything, does this change for the vision, the evolution of scholastic sports in the state of Pennsylvania? Because remember, WPIL really is just one piece, one district of the entire state of Pennsylvania. So there's that that we'll kick around. But I think a lot of time is going to be spent on discussing what happened at the college level and the trickle-down it's going to have in Pennsylvania recruiting, in particular Western PA recruiting. James Franklin, he was dismissed. He dominated the state in many respects. That was his thing, to come in, Friday Night Lights, WPIL, swooping in on a helicopter and gobbling up really all of the
anybody he wanted.
The big talent, right. Yeah. And he's gone. He's ousted in what many people are believing to be just a surprise move. It sent shockwaves in the riptide in all of college football. The tentacles, they're real. But what it's done is it has sent all of these Penn State commits, Carlo, and it's the who's who of talent in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are running for the hills. Some of them are scrambling to open up their options. Some are 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and it is a laundry list of names from Matt Sigg to Keeman Spell. And
Khalil Taylor. Dave Jenkins.
Keep going.
David Davis.
Keep going.
You know, I mean, it's really remarkable. Just, I mean, it's every single one opened their recruitment, and how could you not? You know, how could you not with the uncertainty?
So, how could you not? Well, that's a good question. Is that the right way to go? I want to begin because Penn State, do you think Are they still going to be Penn State?
So that's the biggest thing, is just the uncertainty about it. Number one, what everybody's concerned about is losing their head coach. When a new head coach comes in, they want to bring in their guys. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest factor here is associate head coach, who is now the interim head coach of Penn State, Terry Smith. The new head coach at Penn State would be the biggest imbecile in college football if they do not retain this guy. So I think there's a chance the Penn State coach retains Terry Smith, whoever it may be, and gets a lot of these guys back. But there's going to be some guys that do not commit back, and I know that blood is in the water. I just was on the phone with a Power 4 head coach just a couple minutes ago looking for all the Whippy information he possibly could on all these Penn State decommits. So blood is in the water, and I'm talking Indiana, West Virginia, Pitt, and here's one to look out for. Fran Brown at Syracuse is a problem. Now, if you remember, this isn't just a WPIL problem. Okay, this is an entire Northeast problem. Penn State has been the top dog recruiting the whole Northeast for close to 4 or 5 years. Because it took Franklin. I mean, they always got the top guys. But I'm talking, this is a stranglehold. The DMV in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all those New York, all those little states up top. Syracuse can't touch them. Boston College can't touch them. Rutgers can't touch them. All of a sudden, you're going to start seeing some guys go elsewhere. It's going to be very interesting to see how they go about this. Losing James Franklin, that guy could recruit his butt off, and he certainly did. This is going to be fun to just see who takes over and how he does.
Yeah, well, without getting into the weeds of, well, should they have fired him, should they not have fired him, and, you know, how different things were 15 days ago. They're playing Oregon. They're in the top five. They tumble out of the top five. You go to UCLA, you lose. You lose inexplicably at Northwestern, overreaction, whatever it may be. I'm just thinking of Penn State, and regardless of who the head coach was, whether it was Joe Paterno, whether it was Bill O'Brien, whether it was James Franklin, who really did take the recruiting here, particularly in the WPIL, to the next level, everybody thinks the sky is falling.
It's still Penn State.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And I think, like, for reference, I think, say, the top 10 recruits in the Northeast, I would say Penn State gets 8 of them. I think the new head coach will probably get 4 or 5, which doesn't seem like it's a big downfall. But all of a sudden, when was the last 4-star recruit you remember that went to Pitt?
Yeah, fair.
You know, it was Elliott Donald. And Elliott Donald's not even college football anymore, you know?
So you say, blood in the water. The door is cracking open here for some of these area colleges. We saw Matt Sigg was immediately recruited, if you will, re-offered by WVU. What is Pat Narduzzi thinking here? Is he ready to pounce? Let's talk about that. What it means for, you mentioned some of them, Pitt, West Virginia, Syracuse could be a factor, of course.
I think even Maryland is going to dip their toes in the water.
Sure. Kurt Cignetti just got a new contract, and he, of course, has all of these Western Pennsylvania ties, and he has been trying to recruit this area. So what does it mean for all these schools? What does it mean for some of these prize guys? In particular, maybe the bell cow of them all, running back Keeman Spell. Let's discuss that coming up next. He's, of course, the junior running back for McKeesport. He re-released his top 8.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some glaring omissions. So we'll discuss that when we come back here live at Dave and Buster's with the WPIL insider himself, Carlos Ofko. We're missing our good buddy Mike White, but he's enjoying some Ovaltine in his rocking chair this evening. And we'll be back here to Dave and Buster's in just a moment on KDKA. You know, I'm curious as to what Rob Pratt's favorite pasta and noodle recipe is. And if we can get it on the menu here at Dave and Buster's.
That'd be great.
Yeah, what do you think? What's your favorite pasta and noodle recipe?
Ooh, I'm a big baked rigatoni guy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah very, with spicy sausage, it's good.
Pretty good. Man, I like it all, of course. Anything that you put with a good bolognese sauce,
oh yeah,
forget it.
Anything that you can drape cheese over, I'm all in on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, looking forward to that Coons Cooking Hour coming up a little bit later on. And we're here at Dave and Buster's talking all things WPIO football on the eve of, is it week 8 already?
Week 8,
holy
yeah.
smokes.
Yeah, unfortunately. We are running out of Fridays.
Yeah, the penultimate game of the regular season, and it's going to be a conference game more than likely next year. Pine Richland, North Allegheny. I think the Rams, when they reclassify, might get a bump up to the 6A field. So we will see once again, and it's been a little while since Pine Richland, North Allegheny were in the same conference, but it still has that conference rivalry feel, and it of course has all sorts of playoff seeding implications. The two Woolock Horns, 5A Rams unbeaten, and the Tigers of North Allegheny. Well, the Rams, I do suppose, have the one loss to Central Catholic. Anyway, they meet tomorrow night right here on KDKA Radio from Rams Stadium. We're missing Mike White of the Post Gazette this evening. Dan Carlo back here waiting on Imani Christian, who will join us next hour. We're going to talk about the great year they're having. They have put up 117 points in their last two games. They are undefeated and untied at 8-0. But we're discussing
one of six teams remaining.
That's it.
Undefeated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
One of six.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to chatting with them. They've got a couple of former, current, maybe sort of kind of Penn State commits on the roster, and everything that's happened in Happy Valley and the trickle-down effect is largely what has dominated the conversation so far here in the first hour. We talked about what it all means. Most everybody running for the hills. Other colleges are smelling blood in the water, Carlo, as you put it. What does this mean for Pitt? What does this mean for West Virginia? Some of the other schools as well. You say the entire DMV. Let's talk about Pitt and West Virginia specifically, because they're in that triangle going back to all the recruiting wars of mm-hmm. years gone by.
Yeah, Rich Rod, I know for a fact, you know, he feels, and I don't necessarily disagree with this, he feels that Pitt is, quote-unquote, asleep at the wheel in the Whippeal. And once again, I don't necessarily
is that just
disagree.
A shot from Rich Rod from
100%,
down south, just to get a shot in?
Well, I don't know. I think that they do back it up. They have been making an effort to offer these kids first to get them on campus, you know, sticking their neck out on the line a little bit. They have that Bishop Canavan defensive end Minkion Johnson committed for next year already. They have Armin Hill committed already. Both of those kids, four stars. So I do think he's putting his money where his mouth is. But yeah, I think that this is great news if you're Rich Rodriguez. James Franklin, you no longer have to get over that big hurdle known as James Franklin and Penn State. I do think Pitt sees blood in the water, and I know for a fact that there will be two on an official visit next week at the North Carolina State game.
So look into your crystal ball. Mm-hmm. And I have another question. Well, first, before I ask you, who do you think Pitt and West Virginia might actually have a chance to flip on these former Penn State commits now that James Franklin has been ousted. But before I go there, why was Franklin so much more of an elite recruiter than whether it was Dana Holgorsen or Neil Brown at West Virginia, or whether it was Paul
Narduzzi
Christ
or Brown, all of them. James Franklin didn't have his job wasn't really a head coach. His job was a CEO, you know, and I think he did an excellent job at that. Penn State won a lot of football games. I get it. They could never get over the hump. He made some definite errors in game day decision making. But this guy, I mean, I'm talking, he would be FaceTiming recruits at 7 a.m. every single day of the week. As they're going into school, and some people are like, oh, well, everybody does that. No. Everybody does, especially from the head coach.
He outworked
everybody. And it wasn't just the local scene. It was the national scene as well. But Franklin understood at Penn State, you're not going to go down into Florida and Texas and get all these freaks. He cherry-picked every once in a while when there were guys like Donald Driver's son, just different guys that he had connections to in Texas. But he worked his butt off in Virginia and the DMV and then the Northeast. And I'll tell you another program that's very happy to see him go is Virginia and Virginia Tech. I mean, he dominated Virginia just as much as he did the Northeast. So I think that opening things up like that, I think it's a little bit of a misstep, but you never know until you know, you know. So give this new guy at Penn State, whoever it may be, you know, a couple years. But I don't think the talent will be what James had it as. For instance, like a guy like Kamon Spell and Khalil Taylor, they both open up. Now, I don't think that those guys would go to a Pitt or Syracuse or anything like that, but guess who's now back in play? The Alabamas of the world, the Ohio States of the world, the Notre Dames. James was beating those teams for those kids in PA. So we'll see how Penn State addresses this. But, I mean, they're going to hire somebody that's going to be a great recruiter. That's for sure.
So of this list of available players that everybody wants to pounce on, who does Pitt and or Penn State have the best chance of
Pitt flipping? Or West Virginia, you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
I do think Matt Sigg, when he signs on that dotted line, I think he will sign as a Pitt Panther this year.
Interesting.
You know, a little breaking news here. I think it's going to be Pitt or Notre Dame, and I do think it will be Pitt. But I would say David Davis, and I mean, we can ask him in about an hour here.
And he plays for Imani.
He plays for Imani, as does Gabe Jenkins. But Gabe Jenkins is another one. He's a junior. He's a top 50 recruit. The Ohio States of the world, the Alabamas of the world, they're going to be on this kid, you know. So where James kept those guys as well, I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple kids now go to Ohio State or Alabama in the next couple years.
Well, and the big fish of them all, Kamon Spell. So he bailed out. I don't know, was it before Franklin got fired? I think it was.
It was right before James Franklin got fired. I mean, and once again, you hear rumblings all around, you know, talking to some former Penn State commits families, and they're like, you know, we heard all of it. We just didn't believe it, you know, and how could you believe it? It was a $50 million buyout. I said, heck, I didn't believe it either. But yeah, I'm sure he heard some rumblings in the NIL world. I mean, that price goes up quickly, and I think he is certainly one that the price went up. I mean, he's the first five-star around here in a long time. Yeah. So, he's gonna get himself a nice bag.
Wow. And, again, Pitt, West Virginia, there were no really regional schools
in the refresh top eight. Him and Khalil Taylor both, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, do stay with us. We'll continue on this conversation a little bit longer. We want to get to a few other burning topics around Western Pennsylvania football before we chat with Imani Christian and their head coach, couple of Penn State commits, or maybe former Penn State commits, but they've just been doing a terrific job. They're 8-0. They have been rolling. They have some really impressive wins, both against Clareton and North Catholic. They took care of Highlands rather easily. They have Burl and Freeport remaining on their schedule, and they have their sights set on a WPIAL appearance and championship in the 3A classification. At Dave and Buster's at the waterfront with WPIAL tonight, our quest for the best high school football show, Carlo Zofko alongside Dan Zang, really returning after the news here on KDKA. And welcome back. We are at the waterfront location tomorrow night after the North Allegheny Pine Richland game. Will be the Dave & Buster's location off of McKnight and Babcock. And that's a big showdown between a 5A and 6A powerhouse. And our coverage will start at 6 o'clock, 7 p.m. will be the kickoff. And we invite you to stay tuned for halftime. Rams head coach Steve McNeese will be interviewed, and you don't want to miss.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. Not because he's going to take Pine Richland Hoops to the next level. So you'll hear from him, perhaps for the first time since being named Rams head coach tomorrow at halftime. Carlo Zofko, the WPIL insider, is with us here. Dan Zangrilli with Mike White on the sidelines this evening. Would love to get his thoughts on Bob Lombardi retiring, PIAA executive director, yesterday announcing his retirement. He had been at the helm since 1988, which is a long, long tenure, right around the coinciding with Mike taking over as high school sports editor here. But he'll be replaced by Mark Beyer, who has been really at the right hip of Lombardi. So I don't really expect anything in the way of evolution, vision, sweeping change to the operations of the Pennsylvania Interstate Athletic Association. I don't see that at all really getting upended.
It's going to be much of the same. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of folks, Carlo, that have mixed reviews on it.
Yes.
You know, Lombardi, many will argue, those in his camp, steady at the wheel, good leadership, largely, organized.
It really is organized. I do agree with that side of things. They're just not, they're laggards a little bit, though. Yeah. I mean, they're not, I don't want to say they're behind the times, but they're currently not innovating things.
Well, and I think when you look to the neighbor to the west, and how Ohio runs a lot of their operation, it strikes you more of a college feel, conference office, things of that nature.
Yeah.
They're playing their state championships at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. The state championships in Pennsylvania are played at a high school field that happens to be the bosom buddy of Lombardi, who back to the wrestling days, they go way, way back. So that's sort of Elks Lodge, Shriners kind of collection of the old guard, I think is going to have its tentacles here, for better or for worse. But anyway, that's, I guess, significant news, and we'll see if there are any changes coming down the pike. And will there be any philosophy changes? Because probably the biggest one is, how does the board in the appeals for eligibility? That's what affects more than anything.
I mean, I think, especially with NIL now becoming legal in the state, they never really addressed it in the rule book in regards to transferring and a player's right to earn. So I don't know. Maybe some things will come down that way, but I think it's going to be more of the same. Like, I would bet you we don't even notice a change in leadership.
So, yeah, for better or for worse, right? sometimes business as usual is a good thing. We were talking about the Penn State situation in the first segment, how it has really affected recruiting, and a lot of recruits committed in the WPIL to Penn State, if you're just joining us, have run for the hills. Two will join us tonight to play for Imani Christian. They're off to an unbeaten start, so stay tuned next hour. Kind of lost in the shuffle here is the guy that's taking over for the now-departed James Franklin. Not all that long ago was patrolling the sidelines and was the athletic director at Gateway High School, and we're talking about Terry Smith. He's the head coach on the interim basis at Penn State. I don't know if he has a shot at the full-time job. Probably not. But it's kind of wild. You go down in the annals of history, his name is going to be in the record books. There's Terry Smith.
Do you know what this reminds me of here, Dan?
I don't.
This reminds me of driving in to high school football Saturday morning film review And back in the day, 93.7 used to be a high school football recap show.
That's right.
And people would call in, ask if Terry Smith or Terry Todden could if they could be the head coach at Pitt, what would they do? And now you have you have somebody the head coach at Penn State. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Well, hey, Frank Cignetti. We see Kurt Cignetti in the news, but Frank Cignetti, he was the head coach at Leechburg High School for a time.
Yeah, which is nuts to think about.
Well,
the
that
Blue
was back
Devils.
In the 60s. But, yeah, here he is from, you know, back in 2007, we did the old hook and lateral. They called it the Our Father, not the Hail Mary play, to win a championship in walk-off fashion, or at least tie the game, as it turned out, against Central Catholic. This was back
greatest
in 2007.
Greatest play in Whitfield football history.
It is, yeah. And he was at the helm and drew that play up. And
do you think Terry will run it during the course of the rest of the season?
That would be fun if he did.
Could you imagine?
But that's wild, though. We're talking Penn State, WPIL coach. I mean, it was
12 years ago.
Yeah, was it that long? I was going to say 10 years.
He left in 2012.
Wow.
The season of 2012.
Man alive. So here he is patrolling the sidelines at Gateway. And he was a big part of this Western Pennsylvania stranglehold that James Franklin has.
He was
the driving force.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. He was the one flying the helicopter.
Does he have a chance to be, now that Franklin is gone, and you said earlier that it's imperative for the new person to retain Terry Smith,
yes,
if they want to have this footprint on lockdown. You think he's going to be safe?
I would think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is there a bidding war for him if you're Pitt, Pat Narduzzi, if you're Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia?
Well, here's the thing. It is a two-way street. You know, the coach wants to go work for the head coach. The head coach wants the assistant. I can tell you with almost certainty, Pat Narduzzi and Terry Smith will not be working.
Okay, fair enough.
But here's what I will say. The one,
flying the
potato salad. Yeah, here we go here. Terry Smith has yet to be a head coach at the collegiate football level, other than interim, of course, right now. And I do know that is a goal of his, and teams have offered him. And, you know, Penn State pays him a pretty penny to stay. Now, I'm sure that they will. But with James now leaving, does Terry kind of say, you know what? Let me give this a whirl. Let me try to run a Group of Five program. Heck, there's going to be a lot of Power Five openings this cycle. So,
and what would he really need at this day and age? I mean, James Franklin never struck me, and you use the term, Carlo, of him being a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably need to be a lot more of that than you do need to be just this old school, old X's and O's, dogged, you know, third down and three, you know, what am I going to run here?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, you just wear a headset.
And call timeouts.
Yeah. Right. And a lot of times you can get help in the headset to call timeouts. So. Interesting. Terry Smith.
I would love to see him run a program. Now, I do know that Robert Morris had offered him a job years ago, but it was, you know, it wasn't even close to what Penn State was paying him competitively. He's like, well, I mean, what do you want me to do here? You know, so I do know that there has been some interest, but I wonder if this is that little, just a nudge off the edge to see him be a head coach. It would be, whatever conference he's in, I'm going to say he has the most talented team in that conference in year two.
All right. Well, he's the interim head coach at Penn State, the former WPIL head coach, the Gateway Gators athletic director as well. All right. Coming up next, Matt Sigg, record-breaking performance last week, and he now stands atop a really important statistical category in the history of Western Pennsylvania. Coming up, we'll tell you about it, catch you all up to speed on it, and maybe where does this put him in the pantheon of all-time Western Pennsylvania gridiron greats. It's all things WPIL football at Dave and Buster's in the Waterfront, and we've got Imani Christian joining us coming up a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour. The WPIL insider, Carlo Zoff, goes alongside. Dan Zang really returning in just a moment on KDKA. And we're at the Waterfront location on the eve of week 8 of the high school football season. Thanks for joining us, Dan Zang, really Carlo Zoffko, missing our comrade Mike White. Last week, Fort Cherry, Bishop Canavan, that's always a good one when they tangle. And it was in his senior year, Matt Sigg winning another against the Crusaders. He, in a dominant 56-19 victory against Bishop Canavan at home, was able to score 5 touchdowns, and the Rangers went to 8-0, 5-0. They clinched their third consecutive 1A Black Hills Conference crown. And Sigg, who has been hampered by a right arm issue for the last few weeks, he did not attempt a single pass, but that did not factor much at all.
You know he's not going to throw it. No. Nobody can still stop him.
285 yards, 3 scores. And he also returned a punt for a touchdown. He also picked a pass on defense and took it back to the house. So 5 touchdowns, 3 on offense, 1 on special teams, 1 on defense. And, well, he was also able to break the all-time yardage record in the history of the WPIL. And we're just talking all things yards. That, by the way, for those that didn't know, Lenny Williams, 11 years ago, had the all-time yardage record with 11,500 yards. So in this day and age of high-octane football, I think for any record, Carlo, to stand for 11 years as it did.
That's really good.
Stowe rocks Lenny Williams. Yeah.
And Matt's probably going to get 1,200 more yards by the time it's all said and done, maybe more. And, you know, I've said this last week, said it again this week. After I said it last week on the show. I think, you know, he has the yardage record. He had the touchdown record. He broke that 2 weeks ago. He has all the major WPIL records. I think that I am fine with saying that other than Terrell Pryor, because he is a unicorn, that Matt Sigg is the best player to come out of the WPIL. And,
Other than
Terrell Pryor.
Other than Terrell Pryor.
Since 2000.
Okay, so of the century. So if you're putting together the last 25 years of Mount Rushmore, you're saying he's on it.
I think he's number two and Pryor's number one. Like, for 12 years, I've said Tyler Boyd's the best high school football player since I started with Buell Insider.
Yeah.
And I believe that, and a lot of people did. And I think Sigg has upended him. I mean, you just watch the game. He toys with the defenders. Like, he's running. It looks like he's going full speed, and he's not. He has 2 more gears. You know, I was talking to Rod Steele after the game, and Rod Steele's number one guy of all time was Steve Breston. He said, this kid is number one. He said, he's faster than Steve Breston was out of those breaks. And you watch him this year, and I'm like, I think he might be faster than Steve Breston. I had a source at Penn State tell me that they had him at camp this year, and he ran a 4.36 40. And because I reached out, asked for camp data for my Whipple Top Prospect list, and they said, well, we'll give you this. And they said, by the way, Matt Sigg, number one, right? And I said, I think so. I said, him or Jay Timmons. And then they sent me his 40 time. I said, you're kidding me. He said, wow. We tested him 3 times.
Wow,
holy smokes.
Man, a sub-4-4 three different occasions.
Sub-4-4 three different occasions. I think it's – this is – and once again, I wasn't super high on Matt when he was a freshman and sophomore. I thought he was good, but he was a single-A player. Junior year, it's like, holy smokes, this guy's eye-opening.
Yep.
Senior year, what he's doing now, he's doing all this. He only plays a quarter and a half of football in these games. He's out, you know, with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Well, he also has that moxie and watching what he did, drawing up a broken play against Clareton in the championship game with things on the line. You know, you want to see, okay, crunch time, you know, when you're hitting the mouth, you know, good competition, that sort of stuff. And you know, that it factor. I mean, it's one thing to do stuff between the 20s. It's another thing to do stuff in blowout games and fill up a stat sheet. It's another thing when it is all on the line, as it was last year, to take it to the next level.
And think about the Fort Cherry program before Matt Sigg. You know, not many championships. I mean, heck, they were on a 22-game losing streak when Tanner Gary took over. His first year, they won three games. Next year, they win five. Then Matt's around and all of a sudden, they're back-to-back Whipple champions. It's remarkable what he's done.
And they very well could three-peat here to make a dynasty. Clareton is probably going to have something to say about that, among others, in what is a pretty good 1A field, a little top-heavy. Not to wish this away, but let's – okay, Sigg moves on. He graduates. Tanner Gary, by all accounts, has done a very nice job with the program at large.
Yes.
Not just riding the coattails of Matt Sigg. They've had other really good players around him. And, you know, seeing how Sigg, of course, being central to it, but a lot of other things have to go right. I was thinking, because I see, you know, the turf, everything on, you know, the improvements that have been made, the riptide, the trickle-down effect when you have a player like him that could elevate the entire program for years to come. What happens to this program after he leaves? Because you mentioned 22-game losing streak, doormat. There was the time between Gary's that is the head coach, because the grandfather's father and now the grandson of all coach there. Is this a program that can sustain what Matt Sigg will leave behind?
Well, here's the problem with losing Matt Sigg is that you're losing the state's best, one of the best running backs, one of the best quarterbacks, all in one.
Yep.
And, you know, you wish you had a ninth grade version of Matt Sigg to come in. Oh, wait, holy smokes, they do. His younger brother, Colin Sigg, who, by all accounts, is just about the exact same dude as Matt Sigg.
Wow. Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I don't watch much eighth grade tape because it's eighth grade, you know, but, you know, somebody from Fort Cherry said, just throw this on as a joke and watch it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're like, that's Matt's little brother. And I said, oh, my God. They said, there's a chance he's better.
All right, so that answers that. The pipeline, the funnel is full down at Fort Cherry, because, you know, you hate to see something like a blip on a radar, the 3-year period. We're in the history books, you know, 20, 30, 40 years from now. It's kind of easy to identify, circle that. Well, he was the only reason. And you don't want that to be the case because, you know, everything that has happened in that small little cow town in Washington County and the pride that they have, the way that they fill up their stadium, the way that they traveled to a state championship a couple of years ago, you want that to not just be a flash in the pan. You want that to be sustainable. So it sounds like he and the rest of the Sigg family.
As long as that Sigg family stays in McDonald, PA.
There you go. So they've left it better than they found it. All right. Speaking of leaving a program better than they found it, how about Imani Christian, the job that they've done? They are unbeaten and 8-0, and they're on deck next, front and center here at Dave and Buster's. At the waterfront, WPIL tonight, Quest for the Best. We're talking all things high school football on the eve of Week 8. Carlos Ofco takes the wheel. I'll be back a little bit later on when we run down our top 10 games. So we invite you to stay tuned here on your flagship station for the WPIAL News Radio KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.